Chapter 25. Presently we left him. Dirk was going home to dinner, and I proposed to find a doctor and bring him to see Strickland. But when we got down into the street, fresh after the stuffy attic, the Dutchman begged me to go immediately to his studio. He had something in mind which he would not tell me, but he insisted that it was very necessary for me to accompany him. Since I did not think a doctor could at the moment do any more than we'd done, I consented. We found Blanche Strova laying the table for dinner. Dirk went up to her and took both her hands. "Dear one, I want you to do something for me," he said. She looked at him with the grave cheerfulness which was one of her charms. His red face was shining with sweat, and he had a look of comic agitation, but there was in his round, surprised eyes an eager light. "Strickland is very ill. He may be dying. He's alone in a filthy attic, and there is not a soul to look after him. I want you to let me bring him here." She withdrew her hands quickly. I'd never seen her make so rapid a movement, and her cheeks flushed. "Oh, no. Oh, my dear one, don't refuse. I couldn't bear to leave him where he is. I shouldn't sleep a wink for thinking of him." "I have no objection to your nursing him." Her voice was cold and distant.
"But he'll die."
"Let him.